Well, the good reason is that it would cut more than 3 percentage points off the growth of real GDP in the first quarter. Gross domestic product's only growing at 1.7% right now, Tom, so that would be a recession. Because the combination of the two factors creating this fiscal cliff is worth about 3 percentage points of growth in gross domestic product. Gross domestic product's growing at only 1.7%, so that would cause gross domestic product to fall, which is a recession.
Now, this possibly impending crisis has two major facets that you say will directly impact Floridians, the first being the expiration of the Bush-era tax cuts. Now, how will that affect Florida's economy, in your view, Hank?
Well, it would amount to about a $3,500 increase in taxes across the country, on average. For Floridians, probably about $3,000, given the income rates in Florida. In addition, the lowest earning people have the most impacts because there's a cut in the Social Security tax rate that would expire. That's 2%, and an increase in the earned income tax credit that benefits lower earning people.
And so here in Central Florida, where so many of our workers are in the tourism and hospitality industries, that could have an impact on us more than other states.
Yeah, it'll have a magnified impact on us, and it will have a magnified impact on those people who benefit from those tax cuts, probably on the order of 4 to 5% of their income.
And if this is going to impact the entire economy, then we can assume that people up north may not have the expendable income to take a Florida vacation, and that in turn would hit the tourism and hospitality industry.
Oh, yes. It would be very significant. A recession in the first quarter would impact tourism and would impact all of the industries here in Central Florida.
How would that be different from any other, you know, natural event like a hurricane or an oil spill or something that temporarily keeps tourists away?
Well, it's very different because this would permanently affect the spending levels of the federal government. So it's not a one-time effect that we could bounce back from. The tax cuts permanently go up, so that amount of money is permanently taken every single year from people's incomes.
So you're saying, Hank, that something like this would have the potential to affect tourism in Florida for at least the next few years?
Yeah, like we saw after the oil spill, it sort of created some pent-up demand and then more people came. This is very different. It's a permanent increase in taxes, which is a permanent reduction in disposable income, and it's a permanent reduction in federal spending.
Now, the other part of this so-called fiscal cliff coming up is the Budget Control Act. Explain a little bit about how that came about.
Well, in 2011, there was this impasse between Congress and the president to increase the debt ceiling. So the resolution of that was to pass the Budget Control Act, which said that Congress had to cut the budget and control the deficit, or these automatic, across-the-board, 10% or more spending cuts would take place, called sequestration.
And if those cuts do happen, where specifically would the money be cut?
Well, a substantial portion of them occur in defense. It's 10% across the board for all programs except entitlements. And so defense gets a very big hit, and that has a big impact on us here in Central Florida because we have so many defense-related industries. It is unlikely that the Department of Defense is going to cut 10% across the board itself. It will try to protect readiness, which means it will protect troops and bases, which means an even larger share will go against procurement. And we produce a lot of goods and services for the military, simulation training and Hellfire missiles and other things in Central Florida, and so that would bear a much larger impact.
So in an area like here in Central Florida, where we have such a large defense industry presence, we could be looking at a pretty severe hit to employment.
That's exactly right. The estimate from George Mason University is that Florida would lose 80,000 jobs. Now, that's equal to the total amount of jobs created over the last 12 months in our state. And a disproportionate share of that loss would be here in Central Florida.
How might that impact the burgeoning private space industry? Just this last weekend, we had one of the first successful commercial launches, and that, of course, is all tied in with the defense industry. Could that perhaps have a chilling effect on this industry that's just starting to get rolling?
Well, it certainly would. NASA's outside of the ambit of the defense budget, but 10% across the board is 10% across the board, including 10% against NASA. So, sure.
Another industry that is coming of age here in our area is the simulation industries, and they do a lot of defense work. What would be the impact there?
Very significant, because the Department of Defense is likely to try to protect the bases, to protect readiness, and so that means a larger percentage of the cuts would have to come against procurement, which would include the simulation training sector.
Now, of course, Hank, this is all a worst-case scenario, right? I mean, most economists expect that after the election, Congress will most likely extend the tax cuts for another year and come to some sort of a compromise to hold off on sequestration. But some economists are also saying that the uncertainty about this possible looming crisis has already had an effect on the economy.
Very significantly, many businesses are putting their investment programs on hold. I can tell you from personal knowledge, the investment programs of the very large real estate development projects that I manage have been put on hold until after the fiscal cliff. My colleagues tell me that that's happening in their projects. My friends in the defense industry have told me that here in Central Florida, their employers have contingency plans for massive layoffs. All hiring has been stopped. So this is causing real damage today to our economy, preventing firms from investing and hiring.